In Kentucky yesterday, there was another sign of Tea Party clout. Mitch McConnell, minority leader in the U.S. Senate and Kentucky's most powerful politician, turned up at his first ever Tea Party rally. This year, Tea Party candidates have scored upsets in Republican primaries in Missouri, Texas, and Indiana. That's where longtime Senator Richard Lugar lost. In Kentucky, some believe Mitch McConnell fears his own Tea Party primary challenge in coming years. Philip Bailey of member station WFPL has the report.
Even before Mitch McConnell got a chance to speak at the Kentucky Capitol, about a dozen protesters were out in force. McConnell is as powerful in Kentucky as he is in Washington, but he's had to make nice with the new junior senator, Rand Paul, who was elected with strong Tea Party support 2 years ago, a candidate McConnell didn't back.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and thank you for sending Rand Paul to the Senate.
Despite Tea Party critics, McConnell joined with Paul at the rally to denounce President Obama's health care law while praising his colleague's climb up the political ladder.
Rand Paul, I'm so grateful that you all helped get him elected in 2010. He's a national leader making a difference for Kentucky and America, and thank you for your service, Rand Paul.
Kentucky does have a Democratic governor, but the state is solidly Republican, so this rally may be more about McConnell's reelection bid in 2014 than the presidential race. Some Tea Party activists see McConnell for what he's worth, a lawmaker who has accrued 3 decades of political power. That faction wants to influence the Senate's ranking Republican. Others want McConnell ousted from office to clean up Washington and cut government spending. Frank Harris was among those in the crowd. He says he's a former Republican who is now a Libertarian. He recalls McConnell's initial opposition to Paul's candidacy and believes McConnell's appearance at the rally is a sign the Tea Party movement is being co-opted.
As far as I'm concerned, bringing Mitch in just shows that Mitch is afraid. He finally has to acknowledge the power and the strength of the Tea Party movement.
Still, McConnell received a warm reception and polite applause from the Tea Party crowd. Louisville resident Jim Coyle emceed the event. He admits he doesn't agree with McConnell on much, but will back him anyway.
We have put out invitations to Senator McConnell before, and he hasn't responded and he hasn't replied. But he did decide to come work with us on this one, so I'll take him at his word, and we'll work on Obamacare one step at a time.
Tea Party activists who remain opposed to McConnell cite his inability to block the health care law. Others highlight his votes back in the bank bailout, the Patriot Act, as well as bringing home hundreds of millions of dollars of federal spending. Jasmine Ferrier teaches political science at the University of Louisville. She says that's been McConnell's chief argument for re-election for decades.
At his last re-election, he touted his experience, and he implied that no matter what happened for the White House race, he was going to be the most important Republican in the U.S. Congress. In other words, McConnell's theme in 2008, his last re-election, was that being powerful serves the interests of the citizens of the Commonwealth.
It's those years of experience that make some Tea Party advocates wary. For activists like Frank Harris, he believes McConnell needs a primary challenger.
They'll have to have some money. You know, Mitch has $6 million. I think we could beat Mitch with $2 million.
But Mitch McConnell's re-election is in 2014. There's a bigger, more important presidential election this November that ultimately will help shape that race. For NPR News, I'm Philip Bailey in Louisville.
This is NPR News.